Lord, we just thank you so much for tonight. I just thank you, Father, as we continue in this 24/7 prayer and worship week, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are on the throne tonight and every night, every day of our lives. So we just worship you, Lord, tonight. We just sing from our hearts. We declare from our hearts. Father, you're working on so many levels in our own lives and in the nation and in the world, Father. So we just want to partner with your Spirit. Lead us tonight, Lord. Guide us tonight in our prayers and our worship. Father, that you would be honored and magnified. Thank you, Jesus, for what you accomplished on the cross. By your death and your resurrection, we are saved. We are a new creation in Christ. It's just amazing, Lord. Just amazing. Every single moment we live is just such a testimony to that, to your life living in us, that our old self has been crucified on the cross and you live within us. So we just want to worship and adore you, Lord, and sing to you, express our hearts of thanksgiving and praise from the deepest places of our being, Lord. Our innermost being, just let it flow out tonight, Lord. Back to you, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. As deep cries out to deep. Thank you, Lord. Say, be magnified, be glorified. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Where creation suddenly articulate with a thousand tongues to lift one cry, and from north to south and east to west we hear Christ be magnified. Yes, Lord. Were the whole earth echoing his eminence, his name would burst from sea and sky, from rivers to the mountain tops, we hear Christ be magnified. Oh, Jesus. And oh, Christ be magnified, let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, and Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. We lift you up, Lord. We lift your name higher and higher. Oh, there's no one beside you. There's no one like you, Lord, in all the earth. We're creation suddenly articulate with a thousand tongues to lift one cry, and from north to south and east to west we hear Christ be magnified. And we're the whole earth echoing his eminence, his name would burst from sea and sky, from rivers to the mountain tops, we'd hear Christ be magnified, be magnified. And oh, Christ be magnified, let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me and oh. Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Jesus, have your way tonight. Have your way. We worship you, oh, Lord. Let your glory fall. Let your presence fill this place. With every creature finds its inmost melody. Every human heart its native cry. Then it won and raptured hymn of praise. We'll sing Christ be magnified. Be magnified. And oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, and Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, I'll rejoice cause you're there too. I won't be formed by feelings. I'll hold fast to what is true. If the cross brings transformation, then I'll be crucified with you. Cause death is just the doorway into resurrection life. If I join you in your sufferings, then I'll join when you rise. And when you return in glory with all the angels and saints, my heart will still be singing. My song will be the same. And oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Oh, Christ be magnified in me. Be magnified. Be magnified. Jesus, oh Jesus, we sing to you, our great warrior, our great healer, our great deliverer. We sing your mighty praise, we sing your anthem songs, we sing aloud to you, Jesus. Jesus, hear our hearts crying out. Hear our prayer rising up. Hear our intercession going forth. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. Oh. soul. Oh, you are great in all your wonders, in all your splendor, in all your strength. You're great in all your majesty, all your glory, all your goodness. We stand in awe. Jesus, let your wind blow, let your fire fall. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Kina na masore, kina na masore, sira na masore. You're worthy of it all. Oh, Christ, Christ be magnified. Let your praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me, oh, Christ be magnified, let your praise arise, Christ be magnified in me, and oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. You are magnified. We seek your face. We seek your truth. We seek your life. We seek your heart. Above it all, show us what's on your heart, Lord. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Just come and breathe deep within my spirit, deep within my spirit. Breathe down deep within my spirit, deep within my spirit. Come and breathe within my spirit. I'm open, Lord, to you. Breathe within my spirit, breathe within my spirit, along with your spirit, Lord. As deep calls out to deep, as deep cries out to deep, as deep cries out to deep, Lord, we want to go into the depths of your heart right now, right now, right now. Oh, Lord, right now, right now. Shira na my soul. We go to your depths, Lord. Heavenly places, we're seated in heavenly places. Cause your yoke is easy your burden is light. We learn from you, we partner with you. We love our enemies, we love each one. We follow the greatest commandments to love the Lord your God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind and all my strength, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind and all my strength, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind and all my strength, with all my heart, with all my soul, all my mind and all my strength. We love you, Lord. 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 We sing it out. We love you, Lord. 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 Jesus. We love you, Lord. 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 We love you. We adore you. Get out my soul today. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord, that you are Lord. You say the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into the harvest. So we pray for the laborers to be sent into the harvest. Right now, right now, right now, in every city, every country, every town, every family, send them out, send them out, send them out. Send them out, send me out, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, here am I, send me, Lord. Here am I, send me, Lord. Just like Isaiah praying out. You're searching to and fro throughout the earth to seek a heart that belongs to you. Searching to and fro throughout the earth for a heart that's fully yours. Let that be me, Lord. Let that be me, Lord. When you search the earth, find me faithful. Find me praising your name. Find me worthy of the calling. Find me devoted to you in obedience. In a lifestyle of worship, in a listening for your voice, find me grateful, find me thankful, find me on my knees, find me dreaming. find me breathing, find me yours, forever yours. Forever yours. I'm forever yours. This is your heart for everyone, that all would know you, that all would come to repentance, to be fully yours. Fully yours. To abide in the vine, 'cause you are the vine and I am the branch. Lord, we abide in you. We abide in you. I won't be cut off from the vine, but I will remain in you. Remain in you. 'Cause without you, I can do nothing. Can't even worship without you. I can't even pray without you. 'Cause you are praying. You're interceding on our behalf, Lord. You rise up within us to declare what you've called, what you want. Your will be done on the earth. Let your kingdom and your will be done on the earth. On the earth. On the earth. Let it be done on the earth. Let it be done in my lifetime. Let it be done right now. Let your kingdom come. Not my own little kingdom. Not my own plans. Not by what I think is good, what I think makes sense, but I want to build your kingdom. I want to build your kingdom on the earth. 'Cause you reign forever. You reign forever. It's a love song to our Savior when we're heart to heart. When we're close to His heart in intimacy, we can hear His heartbeat for our own lives and everyone. I want to know your heart.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One, that tonight, Father, your sweet presence is here, Lord, and we just continue to welcome you, Father. We continue to yield to your spirit, God. We continue to say yes, Lord, and make space, Father God, in our minds and our emotions, Father, that we can engage with you fully, Father. So we thank you for tonight, Lord God, and that your heart, Lord God, is calling out to the deep parts of us, Lord, and as deep calls out to deep tonight, Father, that we would say yes, Lord, that we are saying yes to you, Jesus, that we want to connect in those deep places of your heart, Father. And tonight we're here saying, what is on your heart, Lord? What is on your heart? How can we connect with your heart right now? How can we pray? How can we worship? How can we decree? How can we stand? How can we sit to release your heart, Father, in our midst and on this earth, Lord? So I thank you, Holy One, for this night of prayer and intercession. We thank you, Jesus, that we continue to stir that up, Lord God, that we continue to stir that up in ourselves and in this environment and this atmosphere, Holy One, that you are releasing now, that you are speaking now. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you would begin to give revelation and understanding, Lord, words of wisdom and knowledge, that we would connect with your spirit tonight, Father. We just thank you. We thank you for the cleansing presence of your spirit, Father, that washes us clean, Lord, that washes our mind and every bit of us, Lord God, that we could be pure vessels before you, Lord. So we thank you that tonight we hear your voice, Lord God. We hear your invitation to draw in close to you, Jesus. And we say yes to that, Lord. We say yes, Lord. I thank you for pouring your spirit out tonight, Father, for breaking through, Father God, and maybe in a new way or level of intercession for us, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for that, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. And we sing back to you and we pray out to you, Father, your heart. Your heart and your truth, your word and your presence, Holy One. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Say yes to you. We say yes to you. We say yes to you. And I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, I'll rejoice cause you're there too. I won't be formed by feelings. I'll hold fast to what is true. And if the cross brings transformation, then I'll be crucified with you. Cause death is just the doorway into resurrection life. If I join you in your sufferings, then I'll join when you rise. When you return in glory with all the angels and the saints, my heart will still be singing and my song will be the same. And I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, then I'll rejoice cause you're there too. I won't be formed by feelings. I'll hold fast to what is true. And if the cross brings transformation, then I'll be crucified with you. Cause death is just the doorway into resurrection life. If I join you in your sufferings, then I'll join when you rise. And when you return in glory with all the angels and saints,
My heart will still be singing. My song will be the same. And oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, Christ be magnified. Let your praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. And oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be magnified in us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be magnified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the dry bones live. Let them rattle, become an army. Saturday was silent, surely it was through. But since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Oh, we sing, Lord. Pentecostal fire stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. Oh, we sing it out. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Pentecostal fire stirring something new. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. And resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. 'Cause this is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again.
My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that he wants to. Just ask the man who was thrown on the bones of Elisha if there's anything that he can do. Just ask the stone that was rolled in the garden what happens when God says move. I feel him moving now. I feel him moving it now. Do it now. Do it now. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Yes, Lord, this is the praise. Make a dead man walk again. Hope in the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Sing that again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Oh, this is the praise. Make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Dry bones rattle. I hear the sound. Oh, I hear the sound. I hear the sound. And I hear the sound, I hear the sound. I hear the sound, I hear the sound. Oh, I hear the sound, I hear the sound. Jesus, I hear the sound, I hear the sound. Troubles live, I hear the sound, I hear the sound. I hear the sound, I hear the sound. Cause this is what he said, live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. We speak to every heart tonight. We say live, we say live, we say live. Cause there's an army rising up, rising up. And there's an army rising up, rising up. You break every chain, you break every chain. Lord, you break every chain, you break every chain. Oh, you break every chain, you break every chain. You break every chain, you break every chain. As I see an army rising up. I see an army rising up tonight.
It's an army of the Lord rising up. I see an army rising up. Just take over, Lord. Just take over, Lord. I see an army rising up tonight. I see an army rising up tonight, you and me. And I see an army rising up tonight, all over the world. And I see an army rising up tonight. Like the dawning of a new day, like a dawning of a new day, from the rising to the setting of the same. For you never, never, never change. You never, never, never change. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Lord, we just thank you tonight that you are just speaking life to those dry bones, just like you told Ezekiel to prophesy to the dry bones that they would live. Lord, you used him in the process to speak. That you put flesh on the bones. You put sinews. And it became a great army. Lord, you said in the book of Joel that you would pour out your spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. On my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit. And in the book of Acts, that happened, that began, and it continues to this day. Just pour out your spirit. Oh, Lord. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Oh, pour out your spirit. Over the land, over our land, Lord. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Just pour it out, just pour it out, like a tsunami of the glory of God. Just pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Oh, we call it forth, we speak to the dry bones. Every situation, oh, every hopeless situation, but it's really not hopeless. As we speak to those dry bones, live, oh, live, live. It's our intercession. It's our intercession going up, going forth. It's causing those things to live and rise again. Rise again. We say, rise, sons and daughters of the living God. we say rise. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Man of God, woman of God, rise up, rise up. Hold on, shikere. It's time to take your place. Just take your post. Just take your place that the Lord is giving you. It's time, but I don't feel qualified. It's not true. He says you're qualified. Just take your place in the Spirit. Because he says, you are my inheritance. As we come in humility, in honor. Oh, it's not about pushing our way, but we just come with humility and honor. That's the ways of the kingdom. It's an upside down kingdom. I want to move with your Spirit. I want to move with your heart. I lay down any personal agendas now. I lay down any pride right now. I lay down any fear right now. I lay down any discouragement now. I lay down any bitterness now. I lay down anything that holds me back. I lay down anything that keeps me from you, Lord.
As Mike was singing that out, I just saw a picture of a dry desert and then it just being just rained upon and watered, and took me to Psalms 107:35. He turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. So I just feel like right now the Lord is just pressing on my heart for us to step into a place where we're praying and declaring out for any dry deserts in our lives or in our spaces of influence and relationships and the things that we have, we feel have are dry, have been dry, and that the Lord is here tonight just to pour His Spirit out, that to pour His rain upon those places, to bring forth life as we've been singing about, to call back into life the things that we thought were dead or the things that we thought were lost, or the things that we can't see being fulfilled, that the Lord is here. He's here to remind us that He's not done yet, whether that's at a global level, national level, state level, personal level, church level, whatever level it is, that the Lord is here tonight and He wants to pour out upon those places. He wants to encourage us up just from carrying on from Sunday, just the release of Holy Spirit that brings power and authority to call forth dry bones, to be able to declare out the life and water, to water those dry places. So we just thank you, Lord, that tonight we just connect with your heart, Lord, and I pray, Father, that you would bring to mind right now, Father God, those dry places, Jesus, or maybe we don't need reminded, Lord, but that we would be able to declare your goodness, declare your life into these places, Lord. So we just thank you, Holy One. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. And if you don't know how to pray that out in English, then pray in the Spirit. But I know that His presence is here. He wants to transform. He wants to use you as a vessel of prayer and intercession to release life into a dry place tonight. We thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, I just lift up to you, Lord, just our local mission field, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our midst, Lord, for what you've called this house to in this season, Lord God. And so I thank you, Lord, that where it feels like it's a desert, Lord God, and it's dry, Jesus, we just begin to declare, Lord, your spirit be poured upon, Father God, the southeast corridor, Lord Jesus, that your spirit would be poured out, Father God, that your spirit would be poured out on your sons and your daughters, Father God, in the southeast corridor of Canada, Lord Jesus, that your spirit would be poured out, Father God, not through our strength, not through our thoughts, not through our us, Jesus, but that your spirit would begin to bring a revolution, Lord God, to this desert place, Lord Jesus, where your children are walking around thirsty, Lord God, for your love, for your deliverance, for your healing, for salvation, Lord God, that you would pour your spirit out, that your living water, Lord, would begin to spring forth from this desert place, oh God, that you would bring forth, Father God, what we know is on your heart, Jesus, what is on your heart to bring salvation and transformation, Lord, an outpouring of your love that like they've never seen before, Lord, an outpouring of miracles, Father God, like they've never experienced before, Jesus. Father, we're crying out, Lord, for our community, and we're wanting, Father, your heart, Lord. We're wanting transformation in life, Lord, where it's been a place that's been known for every other dark thing, Jesus, that we're crying out and saying no more, no more, Holy One, that we want this to be a place that is known and marked by your Spirit, oh God. So we thank you, Jesus, that we continue to push forth, Lord, that we continue to press forward with the things that you put on our heart, Lord God. And we're asking for wisdom, and we're asking for revelation, Lord. And in the midst of that, Jesus, we're crying out that you would pour your spirit out, Father God. Pour your spirit out, Lord, in every home, in every door, in every apartment that we've knocked on, Lord. Every face that we have greeted, every person that we have walked by, Lord God, that you would pour your spirit out, Jesus. That you would pour your spirit out, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for life. For life, Lord. For resurrection life, Jesus. For resurrection life, Lord. That the enemy can no longer use this area as a playground for torment and destruction, God. But that it would be redeemed back, Lord God. That it would be redeemed back, bought back by your blood, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One, that this dry land would burst forth, Father God, with your spirit. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Father, do it through dreams, Father God. Do it through supernatural encounters, Lord. Do it, Lord God, here in Ohio, in our state, in our community. Like you do it for the Muslims, like you do it for the Chinese, like you've done it for so many places, Lord. We're calling this out, Father God, and we want this territory for you, Jesus. For you, Holy One, that these babies would be rescued, that these children, Father God, would be saved, that these men and women would be able to live a life fulfilled in you, Lord. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that this dry ground, that these dead bones begin to rattle, Lord, that they begin to rattle, Holy One, that they would rattle, that they would rattle, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, no, no, if anyone else has a prescription or wants to pray out for that area, please feel free. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, we just invite you to come here and do what you want to do, Lord God, and we just lift up your holy word to you right now, Lord God. We just thank you. We just thank you, Lord God, for your holy word. Your word is a fire in our hearts. We were weary of holding it back, and we could not. And we declare that your holy word is a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces, and it is the sword of the Spirit. It is a double-edged sword, and it cuts between the dividing line of soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So we thank you, Lord God, that your word is going forth in power tonight. Thank you, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord, for your word in Psalm 84 that says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you." And we thank you, Lord, for your word in Isaiah 43. We just declare this over the mission field, over the beloved ones, Lord God, that you desire to rescue, Lord God, that you want us to be positioned for the rescue, Lord God. We just declare your word over them. "But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place, since you were precious in my sight. You have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, 'Give them up,' and to the south, 'Do not keep them back.' Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him." Then it goes on to say, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" Or in some translations it says, "Do you not perceive it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, and the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen, this people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise." Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing tonight in reviving the dry bones and bringing your resurrection life into each one of us tonight, into each area of our personal lives and our spheres of influence that we're contending for. We thank you, Lord God, that we do not consider the former things, but we see that you're doing a new thing and that it shall spring forth, Lord God. We rise up in faith, Lord Jesus, and we lift up our mission field, Lord God. We lift up the Southeast Corridor, Lord Jesus, and we lift up each of these precious ones, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that you call them your beloved, that they are your chosen, that you have chosen them, that you have created them with destiny and with purpose. And we thank you, Lord God, that no matter what it looks like in the natural, we prophesy over this mission field, Lord God, that you are doing a new thing and that it shall spring forth. And we see it, Lord God, with our spiritual eyes. And we declare who you are, that you are the great Almighty God who makes the road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And you give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And you also declare in Isaiah 43, you says that, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer. You are our Redeemer. You are our great Redeemer. So we prophesy your name, Holy One, O great Redeemer, over the mission field and over our community, Lord God, and over our families, Lord Jesus, and over this ministry and over our ministry partners around the world and in our personal lives, God. You are my Redeemer. And we declare that you live. You live, Lord God. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, my Redeemer lives. You are the great Redeemer. And we just prophesy that your resurrection power is being delivered forth, that it's springing up in us, that the rivers in the wilderness are springing up. We just say, spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Your word says in Psalm 46, that in the midst of the battle, that there's streams, that the river of God makes, that your holy river makes the city of God glad. So we thank you, Lord God, that the river of your presence, that the river of your resurrection life is springing forth tonight, Lord God. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O holy river of your gladness and joy in our community, Lord God, in our families, in our lives, in this ministry, in the destiny call in this ministry, your plans and your purposes, according to Isaiah 55, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word goes forth, that your plans and purposes go forth, and they do not return void, but they go out and they accomplish that for which you, O holy God, sent them.
Father of creation, unfold your sovereign plan. Raise up a chosen generation that will march through the land. All of creation is longing for your unveiling of power. Would you release your anointing? Oh God, let this be the hour. Let your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nations. Let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to seek your face. Ruler of the nations, the world has yet to see the full release of your promise, the church in victory. Turn to us, Lord, and touch us. Make us strong in your mind. Overcome our weakness, that we could stand up and fight. Let your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nations. Let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to seek your face. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let us see on earth the glory of your Son. Let your kingdom, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let us see on earth the glory of your Son. Let your kingdom, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let us see on earth the glory of your Son, your Son. Let your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nations. Let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to seek your face. As we gather to seek your face. As we gather to see your face, your face, gathered to seek your face, day and night, night and day. Oh, Lord, have your word hidden in my heart. For no matter what I face, word is hidden in my heart. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want to move your heart. We want to move with you. We want to move your heart. Hallelujah. Want to move your heart tonight. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to read Psalm 18. It just came to my, I know, I think Darlene read it out the other night. maybe last night, but just felt led to read it again. Yes, Lord. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. This is Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. And he heard my voice from his temple. And my cry came before him, even to his ears. That's happening tonight, Lord. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe. Lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down the haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued me under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You've delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Lord, we just speaks for itself, God. We just thank you, God. Everything that's been prayed out, Father, you are surrounding us, Father, that you are inhabiting our prayers. And Lord, we just continue to pray for Mozambique, Father, for the situation up in Pemba and up in northern Mozambique, Father, just from the terrorism that's going on. Lord, we're asking for your great deliverance, as your word says right here in Psalm 18, that you will deliver us, Father, that you will deliver them. Father, that that is your heart, and that's what you are doing right now. The great deliverance that you give. Father, it wasn't just for King David. It was for all of those who would believe in you, Lord. That is their portion. Father, you are delivering them right now from their enemies, Lord. Father, right now we just pray, Lord, that you would rescue them. You would just, Father, continue to pray for the Mozambican government, that you would rise up in them, as Pastor Mary Pat was praying last night, just that their eyes would be open right now and that they would do something, Lord. They would do something about it. Father, they would say, yeah, I need to do something. That's my responsibility, that they would take responsibility and ownership, Father, for what's happening. Lord, we push back the darkness. The darkness needs to go in Jesus' name. This evil regime needs to be done away with now, and then power and the authority and the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray for protection over everyone, Father, in the villages, over Heidi and Roland Baker, over Pastor Jose and Linda and all of his family, Lord, Samuel, Sharon Rose, and everyone in Mozambique, Father, just protect them in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, God, that right now, and we pray for all of those who are doing the persecuting, all of the people in Al-Shabaab. We pray, as you spoke to Heidi Baker's heart, you gave her the heart for even for them, Lord. So we thank you that right now they would be stopped in their tracks. They would have a Damascus Road experience, fall on their face before you and say, oh my gosh, that's who are you, Lord? And you will show up just like you did to the Apostle Paul, Father, and that they will shift right now. There will be a shift. As Michelle prayed, we speak that seismic shift in Mozambique. Lord, here in Mozambique, Lord, and all over the world, a seismic shift right now, that darkness is gone in Jesus' name. The heavens being opened over that region and Malawi and Zimbabwe and that entire region, and even up further north in Kenya and other places where there's a heavy Islamic influence, Lord, we just push back Islam, Father. Islam is not from you, Father, but that they would come to know you, that you love them so much, Lord. You love the Muslims. You love everyone, Father, and we just speak to their hearts, that you would prick their hearts right now. You would bring your Holy Spirit loving conviction upon them, that they would continue to have visions, continue to send people to them, Father. Send us, Lord. Send everyone to them, Father. Christians who can love on them, bring them into the kingdom, that, and then we bind the fear in Jesus' name that's so rampant. We say fear has to go in the name of Jesus. Fear has to go because your perfect love casts it out. So we thank you, Lord, that your love is invading the darkness. It's invading every place where the enemy is trying to, he thinks he's doing something, but he's not, in Jesus' name. Because, Father, we are standing on our watch right now. Father, we continue to stand even beyond tonight, Lord, for your will to be done, your kingdom to come, and your will to be done in Mozambique and here and the rest of the world, in Mozambique and Ghana and India and Brazil and every place that we're connected with, in China and Japan and every place, Cambodia, Father. We just lift up these nations to you, Father. Just continue your mighty revival work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you say ask for the nations, Lord. Father, we are asking. You say if you ask anything in my name, you will do it. That's what you say in your word in John, and John 4:15, I believe. You say ask anything in my name and you will do it. So we thank you, Lord. We are asking, we are seeking, we are knocking, Lord. We are petitioning heaven. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you. And we make our request known to you tonight. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes. Thank you.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Lord, none on the earth or heavens above that I have found more beautiful. You are my treasure, my great reward. I just wanna move your heart. It's all I wanna do. I just wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you, all to you. All to you. Mm-hmm. All to you. Mm-hmm. All to you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. My offering, all my ambitions, my hopes, my dreams, and here's my life, a sacrifice, oh, just to bless you. I just wanna move your heart. It's all I wanna do. I just wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much it costs. I freely give it all to you, all to you. I just wanna move your heart. Get caught within your gaze, right here in your presence, God, is where I want to stay, oh, just to dwell in your house, waste my hours and my days on you, on you. My life on you. I want to waste my life on you, Jesus. Want to waste my life on you. So here I am, in Jesus, Jesus. Precious Lord, none on the earth or heavens above that I have found more beautiful. You are my treasure, my great reward. I just want to move your heart. It's all I want to do. I just want to stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much it costs. I freely give it all to you, all to you. I just want to move your heart. Get caught within your gaze, right here in your presence, God, is where I want to stay, oh, just to dwell in your house, waste my hours and my days on you, on you. Thank you.
Is it a fragrance? Then I'll pour my oil out. Is it a life laid down? Then here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? Then here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Tell me what moves you. Is it a fragrance? Then I'll pour my oil out. Is it a life laid down? And here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? And here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Tell me what moves you.
Is it a fragrance? And I'll pour my oil out. Is it a life laid down? Then here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? And here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Just tell me what moves you. I just wanna move your heart. It's all I wanna do. I just wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you, all to you. Just wanna move your heart and get caught within your gaze, right here in your presence, God. Is where I want to stay, oh, just to dwell in your house. Waste my hours and my days on you, on you, on you, on you, all on you. Pour my oil out. Is it a life laid down? Then here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? And here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Just tell me what moves you. Is it a fragrance? Then I'll pour my oil out. Is it a life laid down? Then here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? Then here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Just tell me what moves you. And is it a fragrance?
Then I'll pour. Is it a life laid down? And here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? Here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Tell me what moves you. Is it a fragrance? And I'll pour my oil. Life laid down, and here I give my vows. Is it a song I sing? Here's every melody. Just tell me what moves you. Tell me what moves you. I just wanna move your heart. It's all I wanna do. I just wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you, all to you.
I just wanna move your heart. It's all I wanna do. Just wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you, all to you. I just wanna move your heart, get caught within your gaze, right here in your presence. God is where I wanna stay, oh, just dwell in your house. Waste my hours and my days on you, on you. And surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrow. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. By your stripes, we were made healed. Oh, man of many sorrows, perfect love revealed. There is only one found worthy. 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 May the Lamb who was slain receive the reward of his suffering. May the Lamb who was slain receive the reward of his suffering. and surely he has borne our grief. He carried our sorrow. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon you. And by your stripes, you were made healed. Thank you, Lord. Man of many sorrows, perfect love revealed, yeah. There is only one found worthy. There is only one found worthy. There is only one found worthy, Jesus. There is only one found worthy. May the Lamb who was slain receive the reward of your suffering. May the Lamb who was slain receive the reward of your suffering. And may the Lamb who was slain receive the reward of your suffering. Oh, may the Lamb receive the reward of your suffering. And oh, the blood of Jesus. And oh, the blood of Jesus. We sing it out. Pour the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And oh, the blood of Jesus. 'Cause your blood speaks a better word. 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 Oh, your blood speaks a better word. Your blood speaks a better word. Your blood speaks a better word. And oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And oh, the blood of Jesus. And oh, the Jesus. And oh, the blood of Jesus. Your blood speaks a better word. 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 Your blood speaks a better word, Lord. 'Cause your blood speaks a better word. Your blood speaks a better word. Your blood speaks a better word. Always, Lord. Your blood speaks a better word. Your blood speaks a better word. Your blood speaks a better word. Oh, 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 oh.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that blood that was shed for us, Father, that you sent your Son Jesus. And we thank you that in that it does speak a better word, Father. And tonight we just want to connect with you. When I connect with you through communion, when I connect with each other, Father, just thanking you and remembering you that you bore our burdens and our diseases and every hurt and every wound and every pain, Jesus. But that we are able to declare that your blood speaks a better word. And for that, we're so thankful. So thankful, Lord. So thankful. Sometimes it can be easy to forget that we are part of that group that can declare out your word. Your blood speaks a better word, because we've been able to experience that and encounter that. And tonight, just wanted to read a couple scriptures so that we can end our time together with communion. But wanted to go back to the verse in Psalms that I read a little bit ago, 107:35, where he turned the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. Because I also believe that the Lord wants to encourage anyone's hearts, that if there's any relationship or relational areas where you might feel like it's dry land, where it's a desert, and you're either at a standstill or you feel like you're stuck or you don't know what else to do, I just believe that tonight the Lord, as we've been worshiping, just continues to speak that he's pouring out. He's pouring out in those dry places. So to continue to contend and to be filled up by his presence and his hope, which took me to the scripture in Romans 15:13. And I'm going to read it in two or three different versions. It says, "Now may God, the fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope." The Amplified Version says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises." And then the ICB, the International Children's Bible, "I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in him. then your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I just believe that tonight the Lord wants to remind us and pour out on us that He is a God of hope, that He is a God of uncontainable joy, and that we are able to live in that in perfect peace as we trust in Him. As we trust in Him for the dry places, for the relational connections that seem off at the moment or non-existent, that the Lord tonight just wants to breathe hope back into our hearts, in our minds, and our emotions by the power of the Holy Spirit continually surrounding us till we radiate hope. He wants us to radiate hope. That as we believe and trust in Him, that hope, that those pools of water are pools of hope and of joy and peace as we continue to declare life into those dry places. So tonight as we partake in communion, I believe that's the heart of the Lord, that we can be thankful, be so thankful, and receive today that measure of hope that He wants to reinfuse in us, reignite in us, pour out new, afresh, whatever the right words are in English, that He wants to just, where hope has been shut down, deferred, or squashed, that tonight He's pouring that out, that as you trust in Him, He's saying, trust me. Trust me. Trust me with that relationship. Trust me with that spouse. Trust me with that future spouse. Trust me. Trust me with the salvation of your loved one. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. He's saying, trust me. He's saying, trust me, sons and daughters. Put your trust in me. Believe in me that I am the God of hope, that He is the God of peace, of uncontainable joy. Oh, and He's pouring that out tonight by His Spirit. He's just pouring that out in those dry places. He's pouring it out. He's pouring it out. He's pouring it out. He's pouring it out. Keep falling in love with me, sons and daughters. Keep your eyes on me. Keep sitting in my presence and trust me. Give yourself to me and I will give you. And I will give you what you need, what you long for. Seek me first and all things will be added unto you. Not out of works, but in love with me, in love with the Lord. So I thank you, Lord, that tonight as we take the elements and as we prepare our hearts before you, that we say yes. That we may be filled by you, God. You are the fountain of hope. You fill me to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as we trust in you. And we say yes to the power of Holy Spirit continually surrounding us with your superabundance. Until we radiate with your hope, Lord. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in His promises. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that your blood speaks a better word. over everything. We just thank you, Holy One. We thank you for your body that was broken for us and your blood that was shed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Two more things just to encourage you with tonight that I kind of have come into my heart throughout this evening, and